Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone who has called in from around the world and those of you who are listening over the web to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Tweet someone and have them join us for 15 minutes of power to get the week started. Let me take time out right now to thank also my studio audience this morning who has joined us. You look great this Monday morning after this awesome weekend. Hope that everyone had a wonderful weekend. I certainly did. Always remember to take time out of your busy schedule to enjoy family and friends. We all need time for a little rest and relaxation, a time of refreshing, because your week will flow so much better. Wouldn't you agree? Don't forget to drop us a line. We appreciate hearing from you on how much you are enjoying these broadcasts. We received an email from a young lady by the name of Sandra telling us how these programs have motivated her to start her own business. That's wonderful, Sandra. Let us know if you need any additional information. Another listener, John, asked about us doing an empowerment conference for his group. Now, all of this information is on our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Simply fill out the form, and someone will contact you with the details. Or you can call our office at 407-668-6828. Once again, that's 407-668-6828. Or you can drop us an email, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Once again, that's turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Today's topic is 10 keys to succeeding in business. And since we mostly talk about entrepreneurs, we're going to say for the entrepreneur, or however this may apply to you. These are 10 keys that will help you succeed in business, not only in business, but also in life. You have always heard that it is the little things that count. And oftentimes, these simple keys are overlooked. Let us just take a look so you can adjust the flow of your vision accordingly. We may not finish all of these keys today, but you could tune in next week. So mark your turning point as a favorite so you won't miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. Key number one, eliminate mind clutter. Adjust your daily life by taking inventory of all the activities that you are currently participating in, leaving no time for you to move forward into what you desire. You find yourself caught between what is relevant and what needs to be eliminated. Sometimes you may become overwhelmed or even lose valuable time each day. The reason is that you are trying to fulfill duties and obligations that have long expired. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Things change. There is a time and season for everything. You have to recognize the end of something, and that is very important. I recognize it when something is coming to an end. Being aware to carefully detect slight changes, because these are signs of things adjusting. This is not the place to follow routine, because it will cause you to become aggravated and lead you to quitting. Routine means, I don't know why I keep doing this. That's what routine means in this case. You don't know why you're doing it, but you're saying, but I'm doing it anyway. Have you ever said or thought that about something you were involved in doing? Well, it is time to make an evaluation. Adapt to making a chart and listing all the things that you are currently doing on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Take a full sheet of paper and draw a big circle. This is what I do. And I do this more than once a year. I try to do this every 4 months. You would be surprised, all the things that, you know, we get caught up in doing that, you know, can take away from what we're supposed to be doing, or take away from the vision or the business that we have. We can get caught up. Can anybody identify with that? See hands going up in the audience. We can get caught up in things. So you take that sheet of paper, you draw that big circle, and in the middle of the circle, you write down your vision. On the line of the circle, you list everything that you are currently involved in. Just write that around the line of the circle. Discover if the things listed relate to increasing or decreasing the flow of your vision. This is very important. Decide to make changes. By taking away unnecessary responsibilities and duties, you have to decide. You have to come to a place where you're ready to make that change. Now, this may be hard, but if you want to succeed in business, changes have to be made. The main question that you should be asking yourself is, number one, why am I doing this? Number two, is this activity relevant to my vision? Number three, what growth has this activity brought to my vision? Number four, can I delegate this to someone else? Sometimes people have a problem with delegating things because they figure that they're the only ones that could do it. But if you want to be able to flow in your business, in your ideas, in your goals, delegation is something that you should consider. Sometimes these things may make you feel guilty. Do you feel that guilt sometimes when you're trying to let go of something? You feel guilty if you stop doing them. But you have to face the guilt and free yourself from false obligations. Guilt is just like fear. Fear will paralyze you from going forward and achieving those goals. And guilt, on the other hand, will cause you to become stuck and have a bad attitude because you feel trapped. How many of you have ever felt trapped? You're doing things and you don't really want to do it, but you still don't know how to let go, or you won't let go because it has become a routine, has become a habit. We have to learn how to free ourselves, eliminate those things that constantly pull on us and is leading us to nowhere except aggravation and discouragement. Let your conscience be your guide. Remember, always do what is right when it comes to others. But avoid allowing people to control you with unnecessary obligations. After all, we're talking about your destiny. This is your destiny. Live your life with purpose. Key number two, be aware of your thought pattern. Awareness of your thought pattern helps you to frame your day. Believe it or not, the way you think has a lot to do with the flow of your daily life. Choose to have a successful day, accomplishing all of the things that you plan. Make an effort to unclutter your mind before you start your day. You have already written out your plans for the day, so concentrate on good things happening with each assignment. Visualize and expect to have positive flows in every area. See yourself actually doing what you have planned. This is a way to visually plan what you have written. Now, when you start your day, you are feeling confident in moving forward. Remember, you as the visionary sets the pace of your environment. So saturate your surroundings with positive energy and successful accomplishments. Refrain from speaking the first thing that comes to your mind. Pause and give it some thought before you proceed. You know, sometimes we just run off at the mouth. We just speak things out of our mouth, and then we try to take it back, but it's too late. Our words have power. Our words will project and will frame things. We have to be careful with our words and our thoughts. Discipline yourself to be aware of your thoughts and quickly replace the negative with the positive. Now, this calls for discipline, but it can be done. As you think on things that have a good report and act on them, you will begin seeing many victories. Observing victories changes the atmosphere and is contagious. Before long, your team will be energized and believe that whatever effort they set forth will be accomplished. Your mind and thoughts are very powerful, just like your words, and will attract to you exactly what you occupy your mind to think on. So think on those things that will lead you to accomplishing your goals toward completion. Key number 3, carefully choose your inner circle. If you desire to succeed, it is important to surround yourself with people who are headed down the road to success. Your inner circle should be people who are motivated to carry out a task at all costs. They see and are excited about discussing ways to reach goals. Your inner circle consists of people who will give you their honest opinion and are willing to lay out the pros and cons. Recognize those who possess those qualities. This is not saying that you should immediately dismiss your friends, all of your friends, because you need relationships in business. Listen carefully and solidly analyze the conversations from your inner circle. You will learn a lot and get other viewpoints just by listening. Consider the tips that you heard, and adjust those keys to make them work for you. No man or woman is an island. We do not possess all of the answers inside. We need one another. So forget about being stubborn and saying or thinking it's my way or the highway. Refuse to acknowledge self-defeat, because doing things your way is self-defeat in a lot of cases when you say it's my way or the highway. Instead, embrace success. Surround yourself not only with hearers and doers, but finishers, because it will make a great impact in the momentum of your business. Accountability is necessary to setting guidelines and staying on target. When you want to give up, it is nice to know you have others who are willing to help you reach your goal. Now, just when we were getting started, we have come to the end of the broadcast. But we will continue next week. If you have any questions on what you have heard today, email us at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Call us, 407-668-6828. You have been listening to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Remember, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.